We talked about the variables needed for the backbuffer class on the previous slide. Let us now go through the initialization process, which is done in the constructor of the backbuffer class. First, the constructor has three parameters: the dimensions of the backbuffer, and a handle to the main application window onto which we will present the backbuffer contents. The first thing we do is save a copy of the main window handle and get a handle to the device context associated with the window. We then save the backbuffer dimensions. Next, we create a system memory device context that is compatible with the window one. We then create the backbuffer surface bitmap that is compatible with the window device context bitmap format. At this point, we are done with the window device context and so can release it. Now we have finished creating the backbuffer surface bitmap and we can draw to it. However, its pixels are uninitialized. So before exiting the constructor, we clear the backbuffer pixels to some non-zero value. In the code shown, we clear the backbuffer to white by drawing a rectangle that covers the entire backbuffer. Note that we provide the backbuffer device context to the rectangle function. Thus, the rectangle is drawn to the backbuffer surface and not the window's client area.